Hello there, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of In Case You Missed It. Hi there, we're Jason and Tony.
Thanks for coming over here in case you missed it.
This morning we talked about free range mooching.
Well, I'm with you on this, Tony. If times are tight and things are hard and it's either do this or not eat, I'm doing this.
Hungry's hungry.
Alex, a San Francisco native who works in finance, he's in his 40s. He practices what he calls free range mooching at restaurants. What is this free range mooching, you may be asking?
Yes, tell us more, Jason.
Well, he always buys a meal for himself, but if he sees a table where they've left and there's leftover food, he'll grab something. Sometimes he wants to try a new menu item. So he just and they had it, so he's just gonna go and get it.
Well, you go over to Fazoli's and there's always somebody with a couple of breadsticks left on their plate.
He tells people that he's doing this to help the planet by helping restaurants cut back on their food waste. Yeah. Okay.
Well, he works
in
finance. He lives in San Francisco.
Uh-huh.
He's got to be doing all right.
He says, I'm not picking food out of the garbage. I'm not dumpster diving. I'm not hanging out by the restaurant side door waiting for them to throw out bags of food. So I don't know why it's such a big deal. I think most people just don't do it because it's frowned upon in polite society.
Well, man. Think about Alex on a date.
I know. I started to say, I bet Alex is super popular with the ladies. A new study's out that says coffee fights fat.
Yay!
We all want to be healthier and lose weight, but we're not willing to really do anything for it.
It takes a darn much work.
Eating healthy and exercising.
Well, you go past the gym, and then now they expect you to go in it and exercise.
That's crazy. This study, though, says that there is a link between coffee and the activation of fat fighters in your body. Fat fighters!
Dun, dun, dun.
Now, see, that's a superhero movie I'd watch.
All right.
Researchers at the University of Nottingham, that's where Robin Hood was from, found that coffee can stimulate what's known as brown fat, which they say is used for producing heat.
Brown fat
cells are the body's internal fat fighters. So brown fat fights all the other fat.
Yay, brown
I didn't know
fat.
There was an internal struggle with fat.
Me
I guess
either.
There is. The study claims to show a cup of coffee can stimulate the brown fat and therefore burn calories. The study was published in Scientific Reports. Fancy name. Scientific Reports. That sounds like generic. That's the Clover Valley version of scientific magazines.
They'll believe it if we call it this. Yeah, right. But the whole coffee thing helping you lose weight and all that, what they're saying,
right.
I disagree with.
Well, why? Because this is in Scientific Reports.
Well, okay, but anytime I drink it, it makes me go potty.
Uh-huh, which helps.
Which helps.
Lose weight.
Well, I mean, it ones and twos you.
Right.
Coffee does,
yeah.
So I mean, you're...
It's
you're
a diuretic.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's one of them.
One of them big words, isn't it? If they can figure out how to get brown fat to fight donut fat, then now we're talking. We had a weird social media theater this morning.
Hello, I'm Tudor Balustrade. Welcome to Social Media Theater, showcasing drama at its most profound and perfunctory. With this week's episode, here are Jason and Tony.
Okay, social media theater time. Tony and I are actors. Yes, we are.
Thesbians.
Yes, we are.
T-H. Th-th.
All right, so this comes from Rosie's timeline, and Rosie's not real good at typing or she has terrible English, but anyway, this is probably one of the wildest social media theaters ever.
Well, the world's a weird place.
All right, I'll play Rosie and Kendall,
okay.
And if you will play
Barry
and Jerry.
Got it.
All right, you got it? All right, here we go.
Rosie? If not allowed, delete it. Sandra Harold, steal my SSI card and my teeth, and she steal your neighbor's fridge out of his home. Watch for her.
Barry. Your teeth? That's wild.
Kendall. Did she steal your punctuation, too?
Yeah. Thanks for the heads up. I don't know her, but I'll keep an eye out for her and your teeth.
Barry, what do you do with someone's teeth?
Jerry, maybe sell them. Drug money.
Kendall, that sounds disgusting. Rose, Sandra don't sell. She wear them before.
Barry, wait, so she didn't break in and steal your teeth. She borrowed them and has never brought them back?
Kendall, you loaned out your teeth?
Jerry, is it so some kind of tooth-sharing program?
Kendall, and you actually want them back? Rosie, can't bite.
Join us again next time for Social Media Theater on most of this same radio station with Jason and Tony.
We're halfway through the year, and that put us with 60 seconds inside a woman's brain.
Boy, y'all got it going on in there.
And now it's time for another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
It's already halfway through the year, and I don't think I reached any of my goals. What were my goals? Oh, yeah. I'm the same weight. I never bought that new car. I haven't saved any money. I didn't do something adventurous, like zip lining. And was that just a craze? See, why don't I ever do something when it's hot, not when it's already burning out? I did not make meeting the right guy one of my goals, because that never works out. However, that seems to not be working out at all, so maybe next year I should make that one of my goals. Ugh, all the pressure. I mean, they seem like pretty simple goals, but half a year has gone by and not one met. I knew I shouldn't have made any goals. Next year, no goals. Stupid goals.
And that was another episode of 1 Minute Inside a Woman's Head.
Had a brand new word of the day today.
Here it is.
And now, to expand your vocabulary, Jason and Tony present Tony's Word of the Day.
Charmin farming. Charmin farming is the harvesting of toilet paper plants and the number one cash crop of Bottom End, Idaho. Charmin farming.
Last Tony's Word of the Day.
Here's the best country lyric never written.
Sing in some key.
And now, Jason and Tony present the best country music lyrics that were never written.
He said, honey, your butt is getting bigger. So she stabbed him with a sharp frog gigger.
That was the best country music lyrics never written from Jason and Tony.
And we'll leave you with today's Real Good. 30-year-old guy's name's Matt White. He was at a grocery store in Memphis earlier this month, and a 16-year-old kid named Chauncey Black offered to carry his groceries to the car if he'd buy him some donuts because he was hungry.
Aww.
Well, Matt started talking to him, which is great because most people would have gone, get away from me.
Yeah, leave me alone.
So he started talking to him, found out that his mom is disabled, ended up buying him the donuts and then a week's worth of groceries, drove him home, met his mom, saw the place they were living, and it was just really run down.
And
also saw his mom was truly disabled.
Oh, bless her.
They've been strapped for cash, and Chauncey hadn't gotten new clothes in 3 years. But here's the deal about Chauncey. That didn't get him down. Huh? He's been making straight A's, and he's been trying to get a job so he can help out, you know, the bills at the house.
What a young man.
So Matt posted about it on Facebook and set up a GoFundMe page, wanted to raise $250 to buy a lawnmower so Chauncey could make some money mowing lawns over the summer.
Good idea.
Well, in 2 weeks, people have donated over $270,000.
Oh, man.
Apparently, Matt has a lead on a new house for them. They're staying at a hotel right now, but they've already gotten a bunch of new clothes and some other stuff.
That's wow.
That's great. Matt understands now $270,000. they've helped Chauncey and his family out. So what Matt hopes now is that people who hear about this story, remember there's a lot of other families out there who also need a hand up. And guess what?
What?
Some of those are right beside you.
That is right.
You never know until you ask. Because a lot of people are too prideful to ask.
But like young Chauncey here, I guarantee you this young man, he'll look at the neighbor and he'll help the next one.
Yeah, he will.
Because he was helped also.
I sure hope so. To Matt White, Chauncey Black, y'all are real good. All right, that does it for today's podcast. Thank you so much for listening to In Case You Missed It.